are listening to the Way of Truth broadcast, which originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. Wherever you are listening to this international broadcast, we welcome you. This is Alvin A. Craig speaking, and we trust our broadcast service will be a blessing to you today. Father, we are truly thankful for the love that was manifested in behalf of the lost sheep. And we were one of them. But we thank you that the shepherd came looking for us and found us. And I know that he is looking for others, even those who are unsaved in our congregation today. The shepherd is looking for the lost sheep because God loves everyone, and it is not your will that any should perish. So may you use this broadcast to help some precious lost soul to be saved, to know thee as Heavenly Father and Christ as Savior and Shepherd. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
I love to hear how a king left his throne, loving the needy and poor, to purchase my freedom with his royal blood. Please tell me the story once more. Over and over, please tell it again, the precious old story of love. I'll never grow weary of hearing it told, the precious old story of love. Oh, I love the story, how love of my sin, how Jesus in my place so willingly died. Please tell me the story again. Over and over, please tell me the precious old story of love. I'll never grow weary of hearing it told, the precious old story of love.
And someday when angels have carried me home to regions of glory above, I'll gladly listen as over is told, the precious old story.
Over and over, please tell it again, the precious old story of love. I'll never grow weary of hearing it told, the precious old story. The precious old story of love.
Our subject for today's broadcast, the ministry of the apostles. And I'll use as a text just part of verse 11 of Revelation 12. They love not their lives unto the death. Jesus chose 12 men to travel with him in his ministry during his sojourn here on earth. And I would like for us to look at some of these things and the events in the lives of these 12 that Jesus chose. First of all, Jesus taught them many things while he was with them, but not all. For he said in John 16 and 12, I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot hear them now. They did not understand all that he did teach them, but he told them that whenever the Holy Spirit came, he would guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he heareth, that he shall speak unto you, and he will show you things to come. John 16 and 13. Thus the apostles' doctrine, and I do not speak of what is commonly known today as the apostles' doctrine, thus the apostles' doctrine became the authority for the church as commissioned by Jesus Christ. For Jesus himself taught them many things, and then he said the Holy Spirit would come and would take the things that he had spoken unto them and give them the understanding of them. And then he told the disciples, or the apostles, and I think a commission was given to the church as a whole, go ye therefore and teach all nations, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. Matthew chapter 28 and verses 19 and 20. And we read in Acts 2 and 42, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and breaking of bread and in prayers. An important part of their teaching was the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Again and again, we find this truth stated in different parts of the New Testament, especially in the book of Acts. So the apostles provided proof that Jesus arose from the dead, and our faith in him and in his resurrection rests on a solid basis or a solid foundation. The apostles are said to be the foundation of the church. Now, therefore, you are no more strangers, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. So we read in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 19 and 20. Now the apostles carried out the commission that Christ gave them. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And Jesus also added in that commission to teach them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. So the apostles set out to carry out the commission that Christ gave them. First, they worked there in Jerusalem, and then Judea and Samaria. Peter, on the day of Pentecost, preached a powerful sermon, and among other things that Peter pointed out to them was that they had, by their wicked hands, taken the Christ of glory and crucified him, but God raised him from the dead, because God had given an oath to David that he would raise up one to sit upon his throne. Therefore it was impossible, for the Lord said his body would not see corruption. It had to be resurrected. Some people will teach that the resurrection was impossible, but beloved, the scriptures teach that it was impossible for him not to have been resurrected. And Peter preached that to the multitudes there on the day of Pentecost, whenever the Spirit of God fell upon them, there in the upper room, and the multitude gathered together, and they began to accuse them of being drunk with new wine and so forth. The eleven stood up with Peter, and Peter said, "These men are not drunken as you suppose, but this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel, that in the latter days God would pour out his Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy." And I say, part of Peter's message that day was the fact of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Let me ask you a question. If Peter was lying to them, and if that multitude knew that Jesus had not been resurrected from the dead, do you think 3,000 would have been converted? No. The multitude believed what Peter was preaching unto them. They've said, in effect, "Men and brethren, what you're saying to us is true. And since it is true, what shall we do about it?" And Peter said, "Repent and believe the gospel." And so Peter preached to them the resurrection, and as an eyewitness, he knew whereof he spoke. Shortly after that, Peter and John was going up to the temple at the hour of prayer, and there was a lame man lying there at the gate of the temple, the beautiful gate, and begging. Peter said, "Look on us." And I suppose the man expected to get a good offering. But Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I unto thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." The man didn't know what Peter was talking about. So Peter reached down, took him by the hand, and lifted him up. And God instantaneously healed that man. And he leaped and he walked and he praised God. And the multitude saw it and they marveled. And Peter said, "Why look so earnestly on us as though we did this? We didn't heal this man. This man was healed through faith in Jesus Christ, the one that you took and crucified." And again, Peter reminded them of the resurrection of Christ. And what happened? 5,000 more were added to the 3,000. Again, I ask you, do you think those 5,000 would have believed what Peter said if he had been telling them lies? Of course not. But they knew that Peter was speaking the truth. So we find one of the main themes of the apostles there in those early days was the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Peter traveled to various places outside of Judea, and we're told in the scriptures that they brought sick people, lame people, and laid them in the street, so that inasmuch as the shadow of Peter would pass over them. And although the scripture does not specifically say so, it implies that people who Peter's shadow passed over were healed. And again, it wasn't Peter, it was God confirming the word that Peter and the others was preaching. And Peter went on and he healed a man, and he sat at the Lode, where today Israel's international airport is located. And the man was healed, and the people at Joppa heard about it, and they had had a precious saint there who had helped many poor people and widows had died. And instead of burying her, as would have been normal, they laid her up, they washed her, and they laid her up, and they sent for Peter to come to Joppa. And Peter came, and he went in the room where this dead body lay. And he put the people out, he took her by the hand, and in the name of the Lord commanded her to arise. And she opened her eyes, and whenever she did, Peter took her by the hand, and she got up and was alive. That was another miracle done through the resurrected Christ. And many there believed the gospel. And Peter traveled up to Caesarea after that, because there was a man by the name of Cornelius. Although a Gentile, he had been visited by an angel, and he was told to send to Joppa for Peter, that Peter might enlighten him more fully in the things of God. So Peter went. He was later called on the carpet for going in the house of a Gentile. But Peter said God made no difference between them and us. He gave them the Spirit just like he did us on the day of Pentecost. And who was I that I could deny baptism for them? And so multitudes of people were converted there in Jerusalem, Judea, and in Samaria. And then the disciples went even further. Andrew is said to have preached in Bithynia, Greece, and Parthenia. And James, the brother of John, is said to have preached in India and Spain before he was beheaded by Herod. And John spent time at Patmos, later at Ephesus, and some think that John established some of the seven churches mentioned in Revelation 2 and 3. And Philip is said to have ministered in Pyrrha, and Bartholomew is said to have taken the gospel to India. Thomas also is said to have traveled to India and preached the gospel there. Matthew is said to have preached 15 years in Palestine and then went to Ethiopia, Macedonia, Syria, Persia, Parthenia, and Media. Thaddeus is said to have preached in Syria and Edessa. Simon the Zealot is said to have preached the gospel in Mauritania, Africa, and even in Britain. Matthias is thought to have gone to Damascus. Much of the above is not known for sure. We know they went out fulfilling the commission Christ gave them, and we do read in Colossians 1:23 where Paul said, "If you continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which you have heard and which we preach to every creature which is under heaven." Tradition tells us that of the 12, only John lived to die a natural death. Of course, Judas committed suicide, and the others were slain by the sword or by crucifixion or by some other means. And they went giving their lives for the Lord Jesus. Jesus told the disciples they would have to suffer. If you were of the world would love his own. But because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. John 15 and 19. They not only suffered, but many gave their lives. Much of the following is tradition. Peter was crucified head down. Andrew was imprisoned in Greece, then crucified on an X-shaped cross. James was beheaded by Herod. John, the only one to die a natural death. Philip was scourged, thrown into prison, afterwards was crucified. Bartholomew was said to have been placed in a sack and thrown into the sea, and some say he was crucified. Thomas was thrust through with a spear in India. Some added he was tortured with red-hot irons. Matthew, some say he died in Ethiopia. A pipe fitted with an axe head was used to kill him. James, the son of Alphaeus, was stoned by the Jews for preaching Christ. Thaddeus, some say, he was beaten to death with sticks, possibly in Beirut, Syria. Simon the Zealot suffered martyrdom under Trajan. Some think he was crucified in Britain. Some say Syria, and some say he was sawed in half in Persia. Matthias, said to have been stoned and then beheaded in Jerusalem. Through the 12 apostles, we see the power of faith in Christ and transformed lives from judgment disciples into apostles of love, from cowards who denied Jesus into confessors who died for him, and they overcame him. That is talking about the dragon, which symbolized paganism. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. Yes, Jesus had 12 men, and they went everywhere preaching the gospel and spread the gospel to multitudes. But he also gave the church the commission to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And we are endeavoring to do our little part, even through these radio broadcasts and the publishing of the gospel. And we are trusting the Lord to use our feeble efforts to help win souls to Christ. Heavenly Father, we thank you for these examples of men who dedicated themselves to the gospel of Christ, even to the death. And we're praying, Heavenly Father, that the gospel will continue to go to souls. For Paul said, I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. So bless our broadcast to hearts today. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. It's been a privilege to share another message of truth with you, and we trust that it has been a blessing. If so, why not take time to let us know? Our postal address is The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address is truth@fred.net. truth@fred.net. And our fax number is www.wayoftruth.org. If you have missed a broadcast or there's one that you'd like to hear over, we do have an archive of a number of our broadcasts, and you may go to our webpage and there find it. You may also go to our webpage and read our monthly Way of Truth magazine. And you are invited to be with us in our services. They are broadcast live over the internet. Sunday morning service begins 20 minutes before 11. Our evening service at 6, and our midweek service Wednesday evening at 7. And our webpage address again, www.wayoftruth.org. And now, this is Alvin A. Craig. We thank you for being with us on our broadcast today. We do trust that it has been a blessing, and we invite you to tune in the station next week when again, the Lord willing, we'll be coming your way with another Way of Truth broadcast. Until then, may the Lord's blessings abide.
The shepherd looked down from his pastures above. He saw unclaimed and unloved. He could have left him to die all alone, but the shepherd called his name and he followed him home. Kind shepherd, feed them in pastures so green. Water from the clear crystal stream. Let him roam through the field where the soul is free. Kind shepherd, feed them in pastures so green. He sought for peace in a far distant land. He longed for the touch of a kind tender hand. Then he met Jesus, and somehow he knew his soul had found peace, and his searching was true. Kind shepherd, feed him in pastures so green. Let him drink cool water from the clear crystal stream. Let him roam through the fields where the soul is free. Kind shepherd, feed him in pastures